My name is Pepper. I'm a lovely humanoid robot. I am 1 meter 20 tall and I weigh 29 kilos. I was created by SoftBank Robotics in 2014 in Paris.
This is how the humanoid robot Pepper welcomed visitors to the 3-day-long VivaTech Fair.
As you can see, I'm still young, but I can do many things, such as welcoming people, answering their questions, or entertaining with dances.
Pepper was one of the many interactive, multifunctional robots on display.
I can be connected to Internet of Things, I can help elderly people in their daily life, or I can be a great assistant in children education.
Pepper is one example in a growing trend of personal assistant robots, which can act as museum guides or help you book cinema tickets. Besides robots, the other big attraction of the fair was what's called smart urban mobility, how to make city transport more efficient. A startup called Sea Bubbles wants to use waterways in the cities for commuting. For this, they are developing electric water taxis. Anders Bringdahl is the CEO of Sea Bubbles. He says people will be able to test the boats this September in Paris.
It is an electric powerboat that is operating on hydrofoils. The gain we get from this sort of a system is that we have a boat that leaves no waves because the foils cuts it. With electric energy, you have no pollution. There's no sound because the engines are electric and also underwater. So you can operate in protected areas, bird sanctuaries and so forth. So it's quite a good thing. Now, we have the app, which is Catch a Bubble. That is on your telephone when you want to catch it. And the idea is to have a boat operating as a taxi boat in the cities, which have too much congestion today.
For more conventional rides, a German startup has launched electric scooters. Mathilde Monge from Uno Motors says the scooter has a very special electric motor.
It's an electric scooter with a portable battery that you can charge at any outlet. The great innovation on the scooter is also coming from its motor. It's a motor that has the specific particularity, which is pretty rare for electric scooter, keeping maximum top speed constant throughout the autonomy of the battery. So when you have a low battery charge, usually on electric scooter, the speed goes down. That's not the case with our new motor.
And with all this travel, there is a smart suitcase made by a French company. It comes with a dedicated application that can track the bag anywhere in the world. Nathalie Bourguet from the manufacturer Delsey explains how the app works.
The lock is connected, the scale is connected, and the tracking is connected. You can also weigh your luggage, and it's connected also to the app, so you can choose the airline you're traveling with, and the app is telling you whether your luggage is okay for traveling or not. You have the tracking, you know all the time where your luggage is in the world, whether it's outdoor or indoor.
Visiting such big exhibitions can be quite tiring. Thankfully, a robot bar was serving refreshing drinks. It consisted of 3 highly flexible robotic arms which mixed cold drinks in a matter of seconds following voice commands.
Pamplemousse.
It made me a grapefruit drink in 30 seconds. This is Dhananjay Khadilkar reporting from Paris for RFI.